Unit 12. You're supposed to shake hands. Section A. Activity 1B. Listen and check your answers in Activity 1A.
What are people supposed to do when they meet in your country, Celia?
Well, do you mean when people meet for the first time?
Yeah.
Well, in Brazil, friends kiss.
What about in Mexico, Rodrigo?
In Mexico, we shake hands.
How about in Japan, Yoshi?
We bow.
And in Korea, we also bow.
Well, I guess in most Western countries, we shake hands.
Activity 2A. Maria is an exchange student. Last night, she had dinner at an American friend's house. Listen and check the mistakes Maria made.
Hi, Maria. How was Paul's party?
Oh, Dan. It was a disaster.
It was?
Uh-huh.
What happened?
Well, I was supposed to arrive at 7, but I arrived at 8.
Oh, so you were late.
Yeah, but in my country, it's different. When you're invited for 7, you're supposed to come later.
I see.
Then, when I met Paul's mom, I kissed her.
And you were supposed to shake hands instead.
That's right. And I wore a fancy dress.
What's wrong with that?
Well, it was a barbecue, Dan. Everyone else was wearing a t-shirt and jeans.
I guess you should have asked what you were supposed to wear.
Activity 2B. Listen again and fill in the blanks.
Hi, Maria. How was Paul's party?
Oh, Dan. It was a disaster.
It was?
Uh-huh.
What happened?
Well, I was supposed to arrive at 7, but I arrived at 8.
Oh, so you were late.
Yeah, but in my country, it's different. When you're invited for 7, you're supposed to come later.
I see.
Then, when I met Paul's mom, I kissed her.
And you were supposed to shake hands instead.
That's right. And I wore a fancy dress.
What's wrong with that?
Well, it was a barbecue, Dan. Everyone else was wearing a t-shirt and jeans.
I guess you should have asked what you were supposed to wear.
3A. Read the following opinions of a Colombian and a Swiss student and fill in the chart.
Where I'm from, we're pretty relaxed about time. If you tell a friend you're going to their house for dinner, it's okay if you arrive a bit late. Spending time with family and friends is very important to us. We often just drop by our friends' homes. We don't usually have to make plans to meet our friends. Often, we just walk around the town center, seeing as many of our friends as we can.
In Switzerland, it's very important to be on time. We're the land of watches, after all. If someone invites you to meet them at 4 o'clock, you have to be there at 4 o'clock. If you're even 15 minutes late, your friend may get angry. Also, we never visit a friend's house without calling first. We usually make plans to see friends. We usually plan to do something interesting or go somewhere together.
Section B. Activity 2A. Tomorrow, Steve is going to Japan to be an exchange student. His Japanese friend, Satoshi, is telling him about the table manners in Japan. Listen. Number the pictures in the order Satoshi talks about them.
You must be really excited about leaving for Japan tomorrow, Steve.
Yeah, I am. But I'm a little nervous, too.
Nervous about what?
Well, for one thing,
I don't know how to use chopsticks very well, and I don't know how to behave at the dinner table.
Oh, I see. I could give you a little lesson on Japanese table manners if you'd like.
Really? That would be great.
Let me see. One difference is that sometimes it's polite to make noise when you're eating, especially when you are eating noodles. It shows that you like the food.
Really? That's interesting. In the United States, you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so here are some chopstick rules. It's rude to stick your chopsticks into your food, and you shouldn't point at anyone with your chopsticks.
Oh, okay, I won't.
And also, this isn't about table manners exactly, but you should know that it's rude to eat or drink while walking down the street.
Huh.
Oh, and the most important thing you need to know is that you're not supposed to talk when you're eating dinner. Only parents are allowed to talk at the dinner table. Children are not allowed to speak.
Wow, that's unusual. I'm just kidding, Steve.
Activity 2B. Listen again. Match these sentence parts.
You must be really excited about leaving for Japan tomorrow, Steve.
Yeah, I am. But I'm a little nervous, too.
Nervous about what?
Well, for one thing, I don't know how to use chopsticks very well. And I don't know how to behave at the dinner table.
Oh, I see. I could give you a little lesson on Japanese table manners if you'd like.
Really? That would be great.
Let me see. One difference is that sometimes it's polite to make noise when you're eating, especially when you are eating noodles. It shows that you like the food.
Really? That's interesting. In the United States, you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so here are some chopstick rules. It's rude to stick your chopsticks into your food, and you shouldn't point at anyone with your chopsticks.
Oh, okay, I won't.
And also, this isn't about table manners exactly, but you should know that it's rude to eat or drink while walking down the street.
Huh.
Oh, and the most important thing you need to know is that you're not supposed to talk when you're eating dinner. Only parents are allowed to talk at the dinner table. Children are not allowed to speak.
Wow, that's unusual. I'm just kidding, Steve.
3A. Read the email message from Wang Kun and answer the questions.
Dear Lindsay, thanks for your message. Yes, I'm having a great time on my exchange program in France. It's even better than I thought it would be. I was a bit nervous before I arrived here, but there was no reason to be. My host family is really nice. They go out of their way to make me feel at home. And you wouldn't believe how quickly my French has improved. I'm very comfortable speaking French now. Although I still make lots of mistakes, it doesn't bother me like it used to. My biggest challenge is learning how to behave at the dinner table. As you can imagine, things are really different from the way they are at home. For example, you're not supposed to put your bread on your plate. You're supposed to put it on the table. I thought that was pretty strange at first, but now I'm used to it. You're not supposed to eat anything with your hands except bread. Not even fruit. You have to cut it up and eat it with a fork. Another thing is that it is very rude to say you're full. If you don't want any more food, you should just say, "It was delicious." Also, it's rude to put your hands in your lap. You should always keep your hands, but not your elbows, on the table. I have to say, I find it difficult to remember everything, but I'm gradually getting used to things and don't find them so strange anymore. I'll write soon and tell you more about life in France. Hope you're having a good school year. Wang Kun.
Self-check. 2. Read about Fun Ling's experience in a Western restaurant. Think about how you would solve her problem and finish Fun Ling's story.
When I first ate in a Western restaurant, I didn't know what I was supposed to do. Everything was unfamiliar. I was used to eating with chopsticks and a spoon. But I had to eat with a knife, a fork, and a spoon. And I had not just one set to use, but two or three of each. Questions crowded my mind. Was I supposed to begin with the largest ones or the smallest? Was I supposed to start at the outside and work in, or the inside and work out? Was I supposed to hold the spoon in my left hand or my right hand? What I finally decided to do was...
Reading. You're supposed to write quickly. Can you write in English? And can you also write email English? Maybe not. Email English is a new kind of written English that is being used to save time. A lot of email English words might look unfamiliar to us. Many look like rubbish. This is because they come from a computer program called ICQ, which means I seek you. ICQ is an email chat line that people use to have online conversations with friends. One Canadian teacher says, people can use their computers to talk to each other. But you are supposed to type quickly so the other person doesn't get bored. So using email English helps you write quickly. Email English mostly uses two types of word. The first are abbreviations. These are formed by using the first letter of each word in the phrase. For example, BTW means by the way. And CSL means can't stop laughing. The second kind of word is a homophone. It's created by combining letters and symbols or numbers to sound like other words. An example of this would be to write great as GR8, or to write see you later as CUL8R. When you write email English, you do not need to use punctuation marks only in the traditional way. You're also supposed to use them to show the emotion you are feeling. These are called emoticons. The advantage of using punctuation marks is that you can make faces with them. The most common one is the happy face. It looks like this. And it is made with a colon and a white bracket beside it. Email English is fun. It's almost like writing riddles. You can learn it easily by yourselves and experiment with your own ideas. It is not rude to write email English, but it is important to use it only at the proper time. When you are emailing a friend or sending a message to a friend on a mobile phone. But you shouldn't use it in class. And remember, your teachers will not be pleased if you write email English in a test.